Passage 16. Mobile phone etiquette. The mobile phone has created a new way of life. It gives us the opportunity to reach people when and wherever we like. But when mobile phones become as commonplace as wristwatches, it seems they are creating embarrassing situations. People let their phones ring in restaurants, theaters, or business meetings. People loudly discuss very personal issues over their phones while strangers are around them. People spend all their time in the presence of friends, paying more attention to those at the other end of their mobile phones. By now, everyone knows that mobile phone etiquette is a real problem. These are tips for being a good mobile citizen. Firstly, remember to check your phone is off at activities. Secondly, respect the people around you when you make or take calls in public. Thirdly, don't answer your cell phone while talking with another person, unless that phone call is more important than the person you are with. Follow these rules, and you'll be a responsible mobile phone user by being considerate to others. The mobile phone has created a new way of life. It gives us the opportunity to reach people when and wherever we like. But when mobile phones become as commonplace as wristwatches, it seems they are creating embarrassing situations. People let their phones ring in restaurants, theaters, or business meetings. People loudly discuss very personal issues over their phones while strangers are around them. People spend all their time in the presence of friends, paying more attention to those at the other end of their mobile phones. By now, everyone knows that mobile phone etiquette is a real problem. These are tips for being a good mobile citizen. Firstly, remember to check your phone is off at activities. Secondly, respect the people around you when you make or take calls in public. Thirdly, don't answer your cell phone while talking with another person. Unless that phone call is more important than the person you are with. Follow these rules and you'll be a responsible mobile phone user by being considerate to others. The mobile phone has created a new way of life. It gives us the opportunity to reach people when and wherever we like. But when mobile phones become as commonplace as wristwatches, it seems they are creating embarrassing situations. People let their phones ring in restaurants, theaters, or business meetings. People loudly discuss very personal issues over their phones while strangers are around them. People spend all their time in the presence of friends paying more attention to those at the other end of their mobile phones. By now, everyone knows that mobile phone etiquette is a real problem. These are tips for being a good mobile citizen. Firstly, remember to check your phone is off at activities. Secondly, respect the people around you when you make or take calls in public. Thirdly, don't answer your cell phone while talking with another person. Unless that phone call is more important than the person you are with. Follow these rules and you'll be a responsible mobile phone user by being considerate to others. The mobile phone has created a new way of life. It gives us the opportunity to reach people when and wherever we like. But when mobile phones become as commonplace as wristwatches, it seems they are creating embarrassing situations. People let their phones ring in restaurants, theaters, or business meetings. People loudly discuss very personal issues over their phones while strangers are around them. People spend all their time in the presence of friends, paying more attention to those at the other end of their mobile phones. By now, everyone knows that mobile phone etiquette is a real problem. These are tips for being a good mobile citizen. Firstly, remember to check your phone is off at activities. Secondly, respect the people around you when you make or take calls in public. Thirdly, don't answer your cell phone while talking with another person, unless that phone call is more important than the person you are with. Follow these rules and you'll be a responsible mobile phone user by being considerate to others. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 17. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. In recent years, there has been an increased awareness of the importance of recycling. The 3 R's to keep in mind for a cleaner environment are reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reducing is the best way to protect the environment. However, if you can't reduce something, reuse it, and if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Reducing waste means shopping with the environment in mind. Consider the environmental impact of each product before you buy it. Make a list of what you need before you go shopping. This will reduce impulse buying. Avoid buying things that can't be recycled. Learning to reuse is easy after a little practice. For example, you can reuse shopping bags. Buy durable, high-quality goods for a longer life outside the landfill. Although durable goods may cost a little more at first, they will save your money and help save the environment in the long run. Before throwing anything away, think about how each item can be reused. In recent years, there has been an increased awareness of the importance of recycling. The 3 R's to keep in mind. For a cleaner environment are reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reducing is the best way to protect the environment. However, if you can't reduce something, reuse it, and if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Reducing waste means shopping with the environment in mind. Consider the environmental impact of each product before you buy it. Make a list of what you need before you go shopping. This will reduce impulse buying. Avoid buying things that can't be recycled. Learning to reuse is easy after a little practice. For example, you can reuse shopping bags. Buy durable, high-quality goods for a longer life outside the landfill. Although durable goods may cost a little more at first, they will save your money and help save the environment in the long run. Before throwing anything away, think about how each item can be reused. In recent years, there has been an increased awareness of the importance of recycling. The three R's to keep in mind for a cleaner environment are reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reducing is the best way to protect the environment. However, if you can't reduce something, reuse it, and if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Reducing waste means shopping with the environment in mind. Consider the environmental impact of each product before you buy it. Make a list of what you need before you go shopping. This will reduce impulse buying. Avoid buying things that can't be recycled. Learning to reuse is easy after a little practice. For example, you can reuse shopping bags. Buy durable, high-quality goods for a longer life outside the landfill. Although durable goods may cost a little more at first, they will save your money and help save the environment in the long run. Before throwing anything away, think about how each item can be reused. In recent years, there has been an increased awareness of the importance of recycling. The 3 R's to keep in mind for a cleaner environment are reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reducing is the best way to protect the environment. However, if you can't reduce something, reuse it. And if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Reducing waste means shopping with the environment in mind. Consider the environmental impact of each product before you buy it. Make a list of what you need before you go shopping. This will reduce impulse buying. Avoid buying things that can't be recycled. Learning to reuse is easy after a little practice. For example, you can reuse shopping bags. Buy durable, high-quality goods for a longer life outside the landfill. Although durable goods may cost a little more at first, they will save your money and help save the environment in the long run. Before throwing anything away, think about how each item can be reused.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 18. Mercy Killing. Some people hold that for patients with painful and terminal disease, mercy killing is a solution, for it will allow them to die a peaceful death, and it seems to benefit everybody, the patients themselves, their relatives, the medical staff, and the patients who are waiting for hospital beds. But mercy killing is still a controversial issue. Those who are strongly against it hold that the possibility of abuse will expose sick people to all kinds of danger. At present, many societies and organizations have been formed in the world to promote mercy killing, but in no country has it been legalized. However, in the Netherlands, the society and the courts tend to tolerate doctor-assisted suicide if strict criteria are met. In 1995, about 2.3% of all Dutch deaths, or 3,118 cases, were attributed to mercy killing by government studies. A few cases of mercy killings are also reported in the U.S., although the majority of the public are against it. Some people hold that for patients with painful and terminal disease, mercy killing is a solution. For it will allow them to die a peaceful death, and it seems to benefit everybody. The patients themselves, their relatives, the medical staff, and the patients who are waiting for hospital beds. But mercy killing is still a controversial issue. Those who are strongly against it hold that the possibility of abuse will expose sick people to all kinds of danger. At present, many societies and organizations have been formed in the world to promote mercy killing. But in no country has it been legalized. However, in the Netherlands, the society and the courts tend to tolerate doctor-assisted suicide if strict criteria are met. In 1995, about 2.3% of all Dutch deaths, or 3,118 cases, were attributed to mercy killing by government studies. A few cases of mercy killings are also reported in the U.S. Although the majority of the public are against it. Some people hold that for patients with painful and terminal disease, mercy killing is a solution. For it will allow them to die a peaceful death, and it seems to benefit everybody. The patients themselves, their relatives, the medical staff, and the patients who are waiting for hospital beds. But mercy killing is still a controversial issue. Those who are strongly against it hold that the possibility of abuse will expose sick people to all kinds of danger. At present, many societies and organizations have been formed in the world to promote mercy killing. But in no country has it been legalized. However, in the Netherlands, the society and the courts tend to tolerate doctor-assisted suicide if strict criteria are met. In 1995, about 2.3% of all Dutch deaths, or 3,118 cases, were attributed to mercy killing by government studies. A few cases of mercy killings are also reported in the U.S. Although the majority of the public are against it. Some people hold that for patients with painful and terminal disease, mercy killing is a solution, for it will allow them to die a peaceful death, and it seems to benefit everybody, the patients themselves, their relatives, the medical staff, and the patients who are waiting for hospital beds. But mercy killing is still a controversial issue. Those who are strongly against it hold that the possibility of abuse will expose sick people to all kinds of danger. At present, many societies and organizations have been formed in the world to promote mercy killing, but in no country has it been legalized. However, in the Netherlands, the society and the courts tend to tolerate doctor-assisted suicide if strict criteria are met. In 1995, about 2.3% of all Dutch deaths, or 3,118 cases, were attributed to mercy killing by government studies. A few cases of mercy killings are also reported in the U.S., although the majority of the public are against it. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Passage 19. Worry. Worry is like blood pressure. You need a certain level to live, but too much can kill you. People who worry too much suffer. For all their hard work, for all their humor and willingness to laugh at themselves, for all their self-awareness, worries just cannot achieve peace of mind. Worry is amazingly common. At least one in four of us, about 65 million Americans, will meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder at some point in our lifetime. Even those individuals whose lives are going well may worry excessively on occasion. And yet, worry is a very treatable condition. Most people today are not aware of all that we have learned about worry in the last 50 years. We've come to understand different types of worry and the underlying triggers. Worry may accompany simple shyness, depression, or generalized anxiety disorder. Each kind of worry responds to specific and powerful techniques. Worry is like blood pressure. You need a certain level to live, but too much can kill you. People who worry too much suffer. For all their hard work, for all their humor and willingness to laugh at themselves, for all their self-awareness, worries just cannot achieve peace of mind. Worry is amazingly common. At least one in four of us, about 65 million Americans, will meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder at some point in our lifetime. Even those individuals whose lives are going well may worry excessively on occasion. And yet, worry is a very treatable condition. Most people today are not aware of all that we have learned about worry in the last 50 years. We've come to understand different types of worry and the underlying triggers. Worry may accompany simple shyness, depression, or generalized anxiety disorder. Each kind of worry responds to specific and powerful techniques. Worry is like blood pressure. You need a certain level to live, but too much can kill you. People who worry too much suffer. For all their hard work, for all their humor and willingness to laugh at themselves. For all their self-awareness, worries just cannot achieve peace of mind. Worry is amazingly common. At least 1 in 4 of us, about 65 million Americans, will meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder at some point in our lifetime. Even those individuals whose lives are going well, may worry excessively on occasion. And yet, worry is a very treatable condition. Most people today are not aware of all that we have learned about worry in the last 50 years. We've come to understand different types of worry and the underlying triggers. Worry may accompany simple shyness, depression, or generalized anxiety disorder. Each kind of worry responds to specific and powerful techniques. Worry is like blood pressure. You need a certain level to live, but too much can kill you. People who worry too much suffer. For all their hard work, for all their humor and willingness to laugh at themselves, for all their self-awareness, worries just cannot achieve peace of mind. Worry is amazingly common. At least one in four of us, about 65 million Americans, will meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder at some point in our lifetime. Even those individuals whose lives are going well may worry excessively on occasion. And yet, worry is a very treatable condition. Most people today are not aware of all that we have learned about worry in the last 50 years. We've come to understand different types of worry and the underlying triggers. Worry may accompany simple shyness, depression, or generalized anxiety disorder. Each kind of worry responds to specific and powerful techniques.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Passage 20. The attitude of gratitude. Thanksgiving Day is a day for giving thanks to family and friends in the United States. Some people think Thanksgiving is the most important holiday of the year because they believe the two most important words in English are thank you. For business success, a thank you tells a prospect or partner that you are appreciative of what he has just done. And that means you have an interest in that person and the business relationship as well. For social interaction, expressing gratitude is equally important to show how you value the other person and the social relationship you have with him. Therefore, thank you is a bonding phrase. Additionally, giving thanks is most important for our own pursuit of happiness. Whatever you have, you can either appreciate or not. If you appreciate it and really notice that you have it, it will bring you happiness. However, if you take it for granted and focus on things you don't have, what you do have won't bring you happiness. Thanksgiving Day is a day for giving thanks to family and friends in the United States. Some people think Thanksgiving is the most important holiday of the year. Because they believe the two most important words in English are thank you. For business success, a thank you tells a prospect or partner that you are appreciative of what he has just done. And that means you have an interest in that person. And the business relationship as well. For social interaction, expressing gratitude is equally important to show how you value the other person and the social relationship you have with him. Therefore, thank you is a bonding phrase. Additionally, Giving thanks is most important for our own pursuit of happiness. Whatever you have, you can either appreciate or not. If you appreciate it and really notice that you have it, it will bring you happiness. However, if you take it for granted and focus on things you don't have, what you do have won't bring you happiness. Thanksgiving Day is a day for giving thanks to family and friends in the United States. Some people think Thanksgiving is the most important holiday of the year. Because they believe the two most important words in English are thank you. For business success, a thank you tells a prospect or partner that you are appreciative of what he has just done. And that means you have an interest in that person. And the business relationship as well. For social interaction, expressing gratitude is equally important to show how you value the other person and the social relationship you have with him. Therefore, thank you is a bonding phrase. Additionally, giving thanks is most important for our own pursuit of happiness. Whatever you have, you can either appreciate or not. If you appreciate it and really notice that you have it, it will bring you happiness. However, if you take it for granted and focus on things you don't have, what you do have won't bring you happiness. Thanksgiving Day is a day for giving thanks to family and friends in the United States. Some people think Thanksgiving is the most important holiday of the year because they believe the two most important words in English are thank you. For business success, a thank you tells a prospect or partner that you are appreciative of what he has just done. And that means you have an interest in that person and the business relationship as well. For social interaction, expressing gratitude is equally important to show how you value the other person and the social relationship you have with him. Therefore, thank you is a bonding phrase. Additionally, giving thanks is most important for our own pursuit of happiness. Whatever you have, you can either appreciate or not. If you appreciate it and really notice that you have it, it will bring you happiness. However, if you take it for granted and focus on things you don't have, what you do have won't bring you happiness. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.